This article is entitled Evangelism is Alive in Malawi. It's written by Stephanie Grimaldi, a freelance writer living in Antioch, Illinois. In spite of COVID-19, ministry continues. These words are from Evance M. Falasa, a pastor and acting general secretary of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Malawi. They have energized him and a team of evangelists as they spread the gospel despite the setbacks of the pandemic. Malawi is one of the 10 poorest countries in the world. Its 18 million residents fit into a landlocked space the size of Pennsylvania in the heart of Central Africa. Yet it houses one of the fastest growing Lutheran churches on the continent. The ELCM formed in 1982 without any missionary influence, just the newfound faith of lay people who learned about Lutheranism while working in neighboring countries, said Festin Fieri, ELCM Director for Training and Secretary for Mission and Evangelism. Evangelism has been our call, our main mission, he said. We've been involved in evangelizing across the country, and it has rapidly grown. In the fall of 2022, the church will celebrate 40 years of ministry, the fruits of which include more than 150,000 members and 400 congregations. One of the strengths of the church in Malawi has been a holistic approach to sharing the gospel, said Philip Knutson, ELCA regional representative in South Africa. There have always been diaconia, or service to rural evangelism, he said, citing support for women and children through a parish-based feeding program, mobile clinics, and sustainable development projects through which many people have come into the church. But a recent mission outreach program, part of which was funded through mission support, has further encouraged and increased the growth of the church, even amid the pandemic. Now we can reach areas we couldn't reach ourselves. Hard to reach areas, Fieri said. Most of the people, including the government, ignore these people. Roads aren't good, and when we started getting funds from the ELCA, we started reaching out to people in a Muslim-dominated area, and we have been able to reach them. Strict COVID-19 government measures, issued in the early ages of the 2020 crisis, closed some of the churches in Malawi and restricted gatherings to 100 people, Fieri said. Churches that remained open had to provide congregants with masks, sanitizers, water buckets, unbudgeted expenses that proved financially devastating. Additionally, printing of the Sunday school and evangelism materials, particularly those in Tumbuku language, stopped completely because most offices were closed, Fieri said. But Malawian evangelists were not deterred. 2020 was a hard time indeed with regard to evangelism in Malawi, but I think the whole world was challenged. Despite this COVID-19 as a problem, Malawi has not stopped evangelizing. We simply used a different approach. Pastors hosted 2, 3, and even 4 services each Sunday to accommodate the small gathering restrictions. To further share the gospel, evangelists set up a truck equipped with loudspeakers so they could preach and sing to people in their homes. We used this van and this singing group, which is a praise team, evangelizing, going around to different areas, reaching out to different people with this kind of way, Fieri said. This exercise was during the evening when people are in their houses, so it was very easy to reach them. These efforts were made to make sure each and every Sunday from our pulpit, conversations were going around to the people at large. So things never stopped, he said. The ELCM has also increased its evangelism training, focused on teaching local groups that included women and married couples. Church leaders were giving them tips and tactics and techniques on how they could evangelize, and this has proved very fruitful. Many Western countries turn to social media to continue faith conversations and stay connected to parishioners, but most Malawians lack that luxury. Joseph Mvumbe, ELCM Bishop was able to create a virtual forum for Malawi pastors, providing daily updates so they could stay at the forefront of helping their parishes. The bishop never slept. He was always helping to get us the latest information about COVID, always sending messages through the forums, Umfalasa said. Then the pastors disseminated the information. Umbavumbwe's role was central to its success, Knutson said, working at a very high level with the government. Dealing with these kinds of issues has been important for the church and the country to have a leader who is so well respected. Today, not only is the church expanding, but its authentic diversity, it's growing in the church as well. Because of its growth, the church has decided to divide into three dioceses, north, central, and south, and eventually to have three bishops, Knutson said. As part of the beginning of a new growth, plans to include women as ordained ministers are coming as well. In fact, the first woman pastor in the church was ordained on September 26th. The church is growing so fast, so rapidly, Fury said. Bertha Godfrey Munkanhanja became the first woman ordained to the ministry of Word and Sacrament in the church on September 26th. In a congratulatory letter, LWF General Secretary Martin Junge expressed gratitude for her willingness to serve the church as an ordained minister and for the church's commitment to gender justice. May her ordination inspire girls and women to pursue the theological education they need and to respond to the call to ministry, he wrote. Gender justice in the church and society is our shared commitment and our witness to the world. The LWF Communion congratulates the church for the commitment and support of both women and men in theological studies, and we pray that many more women will receive support and be called to ordained ministry. She originally was from Chisajenga Chidipa, Malawi. She studied theology at Tumaini University and will serve as a pastor at the Cathedral Church in Liliangwe. Joseph Mvumbwe, ELCM Bishop, presided at the event. Delegations from the Lutheran Communion in South Africa, Evangelical Lutheran Church in Southern Africa, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania, and women's groups from the ELCM Diocese and state representatives participated in the ordination, which closed 3 days of the ELCM Women's Conference. The ELCM took time before it ordained a female pastor, but there is full acceptance of her. We ask for your prayers, said the bishop, for our church, and encourage churches that are still meditating or discerning the process of ordaining female pastors.